Okay, we're going to start. We're going to go back. Today's Kuflamin Aleph. We're going to go back on Kuflamin Beis to the Itmar. About 12 lines, 15 lines from the bottom. So Gemara is going to continue talking about the permissibility of carrying in a mavoi that was not, didn't have a shituf mavox, that didn't have, everyone didn't combine. Again, you have houses empty into the chatzeros, and the many chatzeros enter into a mavoi. So Itmar, send the base measures. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav. Mavoi shelo nishtatfu bo ein metaltlin bo. They were talking about kalim that are sitting in the mavoi itself. They're right? So and the mavoi includes everything. But they didn't have shituf mavos. Then kalim that are clearly can't bring from the houses into the mavoi. But can you carry the kalim that are inside? And Mara says, no, you can't do it. Elav aru amos, right? Or just dal amos, like everything else. Just dal amos, you can carry them inside. But Amar Abai qualifies the statement and says, Ham milsa amra, this shmua that they said, Ham milsa amara ribzeiro below pirsa. Ribzeiro said, but didn't explain it. The ad the asa rav baravua kirshan. So rav baravua came and explained it. The amar of Nachman, amar rav baravua, amar rav. Mavoi shalom nishtat fubo. Okay, so they didn't do a shituf mavos, which is the sort of the combining all the mavos into all the chaserus into one into the mavoi. They didn't do shituf mavos. Im right mavoi shalom nishtat fubo. Eruvu chaserus im batim imatalfim bo elabavamos. Lo eruvu chaserus im batim mutotalfil bekulo. So what happens if they did an eruv chaserus, which means they all the houses made an eruv in the chatzer, so now you may not carry in the mavoi. But if you did not make, you may not carry items that are left in the mavoi. If you did not make an eruv chatzeros, meaning you left it, you did not combine everything, then you have the ability to carry in the mavoi what was in the mavoi. So look at Rashi. Eruv chatzeros, Rashi, the last short line. So eruv chatzeros shebe mavoi imatayim. Now the people in the houses, motziim lechatzerosei, and they can move into the chatzeros. She'iru batim apsuchim lechatzer yachad. They made an eruv to put all the houses together. V'chein bnei chatzer acheres, and all the other bnei chatzeros also did. But bnei chatzeros, all the multiple chatzeros, lo nishtatfu b'mavoi. They didn't combine for the mavoi. So imetaltlin b'mavoi. I feel kalim sheshaftu b'sochel b'dayel. So you can't carry within the mavoi itself. Lo eruv chatzeros imatayim. If you did not make it, so now asurin bnei abatim lohotzimi batayim lachatzerim. So now you're not allowed to bring from the house into the chatzer. Then mutil tahtu b'kolo. Then you're allowed to b'kolo. Then you're now permitted. It's a little counterintuitive. You're allowed to now you're allowed to carry in the mavoi kelim sheshavsu b'socho. All kelim that are in the mavoi. So the Gemara says, so amar le Rav Chanina b'chozal l'rav, but l'rava ma'ishna. Why is it different whether or not you made an Eruv Chatzeros or not, as to whether or not you're allowed to carry in the Mavoi? Again, the point being is that if you made no Eruv Chatzeros, the problem is carrying from the Mavoi into the Shasarabim, is carrying outside. But if you didn't make any Eruv Chatzeros, the items are in the Mavoi, you're still allowed to carry within the Mavoi itself. So, Amalei Rav Chanina L'Chazal L'Rabba Maishna, Ki Eruv Chatzeros Imabatim, what happens? When you make the Eruv Chatzeros with all the houses, you make the Eruv Chatzeros, so now all the Chatzeros become one Rishos. And all the houses become one reshus in the chatzer. Basically, you've lost the multiple reshus. You've lost the identity of the houses, and they're all identified as the one reshus in the chatzer, right? The nitzku chatzeros, but not the other way around. The chatzeros are lost, and they all become houses. They all become private domains, right? Ki eru chatzeros imabatim, the nitzku chatzeros v'nasubatim. The chatzeros go away, right? They all become houses. Rashi says v'nasubatim. Butlu legabe habatim ve'ein shem chatzeros aleihem. They're no longer considered a chatzer. So v'rava tamei and Rav goes to shitaso. The Amar, this is an Eirvim. We'll get into the beginning of Eirvim. I think it's top. Hey, the Amar Rav says ein hamavoi nitar v'lechi v'kora ad sheyu batim v'chatzeros pesuchim v'socho. He claims that a mavoi, in order to make a mavoi, right, a mavoi is enclosed in three sides. In order to make it that you could carry in there, you have to have a lechi and a korah, but that lechi and korah only work if you have houses and chatzeros open into it. But what happens here? V'hacha batim ika chatzeros lecha. But here, you have houses that open into the mavoi, but you don't have any chatzeros that open into the mavoi. Why? Because there are no chatzeros, because you combined all the chatzeros with the houses. And as Rashi said, you lost the shame chatzer. Right? Rashi says, batim v'chatzeros, You have to have shtei batim pesuchim u'shtei chatzeros shtayim lekol chatzer u'shtei chatzeros pesuchos lemavoy. So you don't have it here. V'hacha batim ika chatzeros leka. So what's that? So then the mavoy basically gets the din of, like, I guess, of a karmelis, and you can't carry in a karmelis more than dal amos. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Kilo eruv. If you didn't make the eruv, what happens if you didn't make the eruv? So you didn't make the eruv. So lechazil lahani batim come on the steamy dummy. Right, chatzeros eko batim leka. So what happens? You have no eruv. So how are you viewing these houses? These houses aren't open into the mavoy. These houses are closed up now because you can't take them from the house into the chatzer. The houses are closed up. Rashi says, command the steamy dummy. The halagabe mavoy in relationship to the mavoy, command the steamy havu. At least they're closed up. The hachatzeros mafsikos beneiam. The chatzer separates between the houses and the mavoy. Because the houses can't carry into the mavoy. So there aren't houses emptying into the mavoy. So what are you trying to tell me? Okay, you need houses and you need a chatzeros to empty into the mavoy. So if I make an eruv chatzeros, I have no chatzeros. But if I don't make the eruv chatzeros, I have no houses. So what's going on? So he says, right, so he says, command the steamy dummy, chatzeros iko batim leka. So Gemara says, no, efshar, weird, efshar says, efshar, dimivatli le rishusa de kuli le gabichad. What they could do, Rashi says, everyone in the chatzer can be mevatel their rishus, I guess machir, mevatel their rishus to one person. Rashi says, "Bnei ha'batim shebechatzer rishus sheyesh lahem bechatzer." They could all be mevatel their rights to the chatzer. Legabe chaminayu, vabe kol ha'chatzer shelo, umutel hotzi mibeisul lechatzer. Then he can carry from his house into the chatzer, and then there's a house and a chatzer emptying into the mavoy. Moran says, "Great, wonderful." That's one house and one chatzer. But Rav said you need multiple houses and multiple chatzeros. Sof, bias ika, batim leka. And Rav said you need two houses emptying into the chatzer, which empties into the mavoy in order to carry in the mavoy. And Rav says, no, efsa demitzafra v'ad palgo de yoma de gabichad, we palgi de yoma lepanye de gabichad. Maybe they half a day they mafkir everything to one guy, I guess. And the half of the other day, they mavat deliver to somebody else. And there's sort of two houses. The Gemara says, well, it doesn't make sense. So for into the Isa Lahai, less Lahai. Bottom line is, you don't have at any point in time two houses. We clearly need a better introduction as to what's going on with the Chatzeros over here. But bottom line is, you don't have, according to Rav, a Mavoy that you don't have, if you don't have multiple houses emptying into the Chatzeros, which emptying into the Mavoy, it doesn't work. You can't carry in the Mavoy anymore. The Gemara says, okay, we're going to learn according to Rashi. Rashi says, let's retract everything. Ela Amar of Ashi. Rashi says, it doesn't make a difference. Whether you made an Eruv Chatzeros or you did not make an Eruv Chatzeros, Rav holds that the Mavoy is permitted to carry with a Lechi and a Korah because the houses and the Chatzeros empty out into it. So why does Rav make a distinction as to whether or not you made the Eruv or not when you can carry in the Mavoy? He says, Mi garam lechatzeros sheyasru. What causes the chatzer that's not allowed? You're not allowed to carry, right? You're not allowed to bring from the chatzer into the mavoy without a shitut mavoyos. What causes that? It's batim v'leka. It's the houses, and we don't have. So, hey, let's read Rashi. What does this mean? Batim hu de garmile. Rashi says, I lav mishum batim. If not for the houses, havilahu chatzeros umavoy rishus achas. The mavoy and the chatzer are going to be one rishus. Why? Because he's holding like Rav Shimon. We saw yesterday, Rav Shimon says, the Galgim, the Chatzeros, the Mavos, are all one Rishus. They're all considered one straight entity, one Rishus. Right? The Rav, the Amr Lahamilsa, here Rav Shimon's Firlei. He holds like Rav Shimon. The Amr Be'erbin says, Be'erbin, Gag, Vichatzir, Vikarkaf, Umavoy, Kulan Rishus, Achas Hain. They're all one Rishus, and therefore, Umitadlim Mizelize. And you're allowed to carry from one to the other. He didn't say house. He said Gag, Chatzir, Karpov, Mavoy. The roofs, the Chatzeros, you can carry. The Raisa, he said you can carry from a Chatzir into a Mavoy, not from the Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim. The inside the house, as we said yesterday, the inside the house is one thing. But remember they were carrying on the stuff on the rooftops and through the Chatzeros. He says that's okay.
He went from there into the Chatzir into the Mavoy?
From the roofs, yeah. But not from the house itself.
Not from the house.
Not from inside the house, from outside the house.
Right.
What?
Whatever it is has to be there.
Has to be outside in the chatzer before Shabbos.
Right.
You can't take from the house out. Shimon doesn't say that. Then he's in Vata the whole concept. is talking about the outside.
Just for that.
Right. But Amar Rav Allah, and Rav says, right, Amar Rav, that halacha k'Rav Shimon, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that you can carry from the mavor to the chatzer, but who, shileu ervu batit im chatzeros. That's if you did not combine the houses into the chatzer. You didn't make an erev chatzeros. Why? The lo shchichi mani the batim the chatzer. It's not shchiach to have items from the house in the chatzer. Again, listen, what happens is if you make an erev chatzeros, then you can carry from the house into the chatzer. Now what happens is now that you have items from the house sitting in the chatzer, and then you're going to carry them into the mavol. Because now you take it without shittuf mavols. Now you're going to be taken from the house into the mavol, which you can't do. Hilkach, Rashi says, le'inyan tiltu besocho nami kilo eru chatzeros ima batim shari. If you did not make an eru chatzeros, you can carry from the chatzer into the mavoi, because what's in the chatzer? Just things that had been there before Shabbos. Nothing from the houses came in, because you weren't allowed to bring anything from the houses out. So you can carry from the chatzer to the mavoi. Right? Right? Kilo eru kilo chatzeros ima batim shari. The habit lehu kemoshin shatif ubo. The mi garam lo lemavoi leaser. What causes the mavoi leaser? Lehatzer chashituf batim ulet shituf batim garam lo ve'enam. Shrein estal kumimenu. They're not there, because you can't carry from the houses into the mavoi. Right? Point being is that once you make the Eruv Chatzeros, now you're permitted to carry from the bias into the Chatzer.
It's provided that the Chatzer was a common area for more than one house, right?
That's what Chatzer is.
Yeah.
That's the definition of Chatzer. So you're allowed to carry from the bias into the Chatzer. And you didn't make a Shituf Mavos. So then the possibility exists that you're going to take the item that went from the house into the chatzer, you're going to bring it into the mavoi. Now you're not allowed to carry it into the mavoi because you're worried that any of those items there might have come from the house. But if you didn't make an eruv chatzeros, so there was no permission to take from the house into the chatzer. So anything that's out there is not from the house. Rav Shimon says you can carry from a chatzer into a mavoi. So you have no problem. That's why making the eruv chatzeros diminishes the permissibility of carrying within the mavoi on Shabbos. A little counterintuitive, but it makes sense.
Should be the other way around.
Why?
Because basically you make an error, you're basically walking right up to the street.
You're walking right up to the... No, not walking into the street.
You don't have
sailors. You're walking into the...
Allows you to get out of the house.
Allows you to get out of the house, into the chatzer.
Out of the house, but
you're
straight to the street.
No, but you can only go straight to the street items that were... If you didn't make a sheet with mavos, the only thing that can go straight to the street are the items that were in the chatzer before Shabbos. Items from the house can only go into the chatzer. They can't go into the mavoi. If you made a sheet of mavoi, then no problem. You go from the chatzer, the bias to the chatzer to the mavoi, no problem. That's not the chatzer. But if you made only an eruv chatzeros and you forgot to combine the mavoi, so what you're allowed to do is carry from the house to the chatzer.
Then you're stuck.
But now there are going to be plenty of items in the chatzer, and there's a concern that you'll take those items into the mavoi, and without sheet of mavos, you're not allowed to, because those are items that went from the house to the mavoi. Rav Shimon only says items from the chatzer to the mavoi can go. So if there's an eruv chatzeros, you have a concern. Right. If there's an eruv chatzeros, there's a concern. If there's no eruv chatzeros, nothing from the house came into the chatzer.
Exactly.
So if nothing from the house came into the chatzer, now Rav Shimon says the chatzer and the mavoi are all one thing. So you have no concern. You can carry in the mavoi.
There's one thing that I don't understand. One major thing. On those days, how many places in the world could have been at Rosh Hashanah? I was boom, but this, I had like a million people walking the street.
No, 600,000.
They had 600,000 people?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Their days?
What do you mean? In this day and age, we don't have that many. I mean, where we live now.
Okay, but even so if it's not, worse comes to worse, it's a karmelis. And you still have it's a Rabbanan. Worst comes to worst, it's the Rabbanan.
But they would talk about Rosh Hashanah all the time, so that how many Rosh Hashanah existed on those days?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What's the point of the city? Is
Woodbury
a city?
But they didn't
have stuff.
Listen, is it carried here or Shabbos
Adar, right? I don't know.
If I take a walk from my house and I carry it to Shul.
It's Adar, you can't make an Eruv.
What?
It's Adar.
So it can't be.
Right.
It can't be.
Right.
It's Carmelis.
Right.
Everything here is a Carmelis.
Right. They don't want to do that Shabbos study, nobody wants to do that.
They did it, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought they did stuff here. It's not going to work here.
No, but they work on different Adarim here.
They have other issues that you have to deal with the topography and the geography that, whatever, they asked the wrong person, I heard once. But still, because they asked for Shasha, right? Very mocking on Eruv. But I think you're right. Hanami, I don't know how that works. Okay, and actually, Paskin that way the halacha, Shulchan Aruch says in volume 4 of the Mishnah Berurah, scary volume, right? in Simon Shin Pei Ches, Im lo ervu hachatzeros yachad. If you did not, it doesn't pass in this way, but this is the halacha. If they did not make an erev chatzeros, v'gam lo nishtatvu b'mavoy, and also you did not combine them with bows, mutter l'talka b'chol ha-mavoy kelim sheshafsu b'socho. If you cannot, you can carry in the mavoy everything that was in the mavoy before Shabbos, right? Bein eru chatzeros in batim bein in lo eru. But whether it doesn't make a difference, whether or not you made each chatzer made an eruv. Okay, but the larav Rabbeinu Moshe bar Maimon, according to the Rambam, dafka b'shelo eru chatzeros in batim. Only specifically if you did not make an eruv chatzeros. If you make the Erev, then we have that problem with the Gemara that you can't carry in the Mavoy because of the concern. All right, that was the hard part. The Gemara, the rest of the Gemara is not so difficult. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we're going back now. The idea was that Rabbi Lezer said that Machshire Mila, you're allowed to be done on Shabbos also. Right, so he says, Lo lekol amar Rabbi Lezer machshirim mitzvah dochan Shabbos. Not for every mitzvah does Rabbi Lezer hold that the machshirim, as the preparations for the mitzvah, also are you also permitted to violate Shabbos for them. Sharei shtei halechem, the two lechem, shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos. Chovas hayom heim, it's a mitzvah to be done that day. You can't push them off to tomorrow. The lo lemadim Rabbi Lezer, elam zeir shava. Rabbi Lezer didn't just say, oh, machshirim mitzvah, you can do it all on Shabbos. Rather, he says, he had to learn it out from zeir shava, right? If all machshirim mitzvah dochen Shabbos, why does Rabbi Lezer need a gzeir shav in order to learn out that you're allowed to prepare these on Shabbos? To Tanya, we have the following brisa. Rabbi Lezer, Omer minayin machshir shtei lechem shdochen Shabbos. How do you know the preparations of the shtei lechem are dochen Shabbos? Ne'emar ha'avav ba'omer. It says the word ha'avav by the ketzir ha'omer. It says ve'hevesem es omer reishis ketzirchem. Ve'nemra ha'avav b'shtei lechem. And it says hava, right? It says mimosho sechem tabiu lechem tnufa by the shtei lechem. Ma hava ha'mur ba'omer. Just like the hava that's said by the omer. Machshirin dochen as a Shabbos, the preparation stages, meaning the ketzira, the grinding, the tchina, the rakada, all that stuff is dochen as a Shabbos. That's the Gemara that we learned in Menachos. The pasuk says there, b'charish v'katzer tishbos. That's dafka charish and katzer of rishus. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but katzer of mitzvah like the ketzira omer, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. I believe that was one of the problems that the tzedukim had was doing that on Shabbos. So they said dochen as a Dochen as a Shabbos, ma'al hava amur ba'omer machshirin dochen Shabbos, af hava amur b'shei lecha machshirin ofen machshirin dochen Shabbos. So to the hava, anything that preparation that has to be done by the shtei lechem can, which is basically the baking, can be done on Shabbos as well. So you have here that he's learning it out from Zeir Shava, he's not learning it out from a global rule that machshirim are dochen Shabbos. So Gemara now the Gemara is just going to focus on the Zeir Shava. We've come across this a few times. In order for Zeir Shava to be perfect, the words on either side have to be mufni. They have to be open, and you cannot use for any other purpose. If they're used for any other purpose, there's a possibility that you can frech the kasha on the gzeir shava. So the Gemara says mufni. One of these psukim have to be mufni. The ilo mufni, because if they're not mufni, iklam efrach. We can ask a question on the gzeir shava. We can say as follows: Mala omer. The reason why the omer, the machshirim are docha Shabbos. Shekein im matzah kotzer. Let's say you came to the pile and you find a kotzer. Nevertheless, kotzer. You have to go back and do it. It says uktzarte the hevesim omer reishis ketzirchem lekoim. That's why the machshirim are docha, because there's an actual mitzvah that you have to be kotzer. Right? Rashi says shekein matzah kotzer. Rashi says it's the last Rashi before they get Y on the bottom. Shelo l'shem omer mitzvah liksor l'shma. You have to cut it l'shma. Tiksev uktzarte the hevesim. The ktsira itself is a mitzvah. That's why it's docha Shabbos. Tomer b'shtei lechem. Can you say the same thing by shtei lechem? She'im matzah katzur. That if you find the wheat cut already, eino kotzer. You don't have to. There's no ktsira l'shma when it comes to shtei lechem. Just bake it. So the Gemara says no. Efune mufne. Really, you have to say that one of the psukim is really mufne. It's really open. And therefore, if it's open, you can't ask a kasha. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Mifte ksiv. Which one is open? Michte. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Ve'veis, by the Omer, says, Ve'veisim is Omer, Reishis ketzirchem, Ela Kohen, Miyom, Havi'ichem is Omer, Hatznufa. So, Lamali, Shmat, it says, Ve'veisim is Omer, Reishis ketzirchem. So, it says the word Ve'veisim, And then it also says, Miyom Habiyachem. So, Lamali, why do I need a Yom Habiyachem? Shmar Min Aluf Nuyeh. So therefore you see the Habiyah is empty, and you can learn the Xer Shav, the Steel Echem. Okay, so the verse is fine. So that's Muftin Mitzad Echad. But there is a Madamer that says that even if it's Muftin Mitzad, what Muftin Mitzad Echad allows you to make the, if it's not Muftin at all, then you can't make the Xer Shav. If it's Muftin Mitzad Echad, you can make the Xer Shav, you can ask a question. So here it's only Muftin from one side, so why can't you still ask the question? It has to be Muftin on both Sadadim in order to avoid the question. Vakate Muftin Mitzad Echad Hu. B'shamin le'le Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Muftin Mitzad Echad le'medin u'meshivin. You can still ask a question on it. So the Gemara says, no, even by the Shtei HaLechem, it's also Muftin. Because the Pasuk says, Mimosh Hoseichem Taviyu Lechem Tznufa. So the Gemara says that Taviyu is extra. But the previous Pasuk already said that he's supposed to bring the Mincha Chadasha, and it says the word Taviyu again. So we have to say Taviyu a second time. So that Taviyu is extra. So we have both Taviyus in both Psukim are extra. I can learn the Gzeir Shava. So just like the Machshirim of the Omer is Docha Shabbos, so to the Machshirim of the Shtei HaLechem is Docha Shabbos. Point being that Rabbi Lezer doesn't have a general rule about Machshirim, because if he had a general rule, he wouldn't need the Gzeir Shava. He just would have learned it out that Machshirim or Docha Shabbos. Machshirim Mitzvah Docha Shabbos. The Gemara says, okay, so then Lemute Mai. So what mitzvah does Rabbi Lezer say that the preparatory stages are not Docha Shabbos? We have to go through a whole litany of brisos where he says the preparations are Docha Shabbos. Lemute Mai. Ilei Lemute Lulav. If you're saying that's come to the Machshiri Mitzvah of Lulav, which would mean basically cutting the Dal Midim, putting them together, actually cutting them, right? The Hatanya, we have a brisa that says Lulav. V'chol Machshirav Dochnas HaShabbos, to Rabbi Lezer. Lulav, and all the Machshirav are Dochnas HaShabbos. Again, most of this stuff is not Lemaisa for us nowadays anyway, because we don't even take a Lulav on Shabbos after Takanah. But Rabbi Lezer, in his days, where they would take a lulav on Shabbos, he would say, you can also cut the aminim on Shabbos. The elal ute sukkah, about building the sukkah. Rad Tanya, we have a rice that says, sukkah, the komach shireha, dochenos haShabbos, to Rabbi Lezer. He says, no, that's also dochenos haShabbos, building the sukkah. Elal ute matzah, must be about baking the matzah. He says, no, why? Rad Tanya, matzah, the komach shireha, dochenos haShabbos, to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says that matzah, like baking the matzah, is dochenos haShabbos. Elal ute shofar. It comes to be my shofar. And why? Vahatanya. I don't know what preparations need for shofar. Vahatanya. Shofar. B'chol machshirav. We're cutting off the ram. Dochenos haShabbos de Rabbi Eliezer. Is that what he says?
I don't know.
Maybe carrying it where it needs to go. Right?
Shofar, huh?
What?
Yeah, making the shofar.
Various labors involving
making the shofar, howling it out maybe, or doing something like that. Okay. So Amar of Adar Abba, no. So what's Rabbi Yochanan Sami? It's saying the Ma'ute tzitzis l'taliso u'mezuzah l'pisro. It's tie. He says you can't tie the tzitzis to your talis on Shabbos, and you can't write the mezuzah on Shabbos. These things, these machshirim, are not docha Shabbos. Tanya Rabbi the price that supports that. B'shavin, meaning Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim both agree. Shem tzias. Taliso v'asa mezuzah l'pisro shulchayim. That if he tied his strings, the ritzuas to the strings to his talis together, or he wrote the mezuzah for his house, that he's chayim. My timer. Why these machshirim are different? Why does Rabbi Lezer not allow these machshirim mitzvah to be dofer Shabbos? Am Rav Yosef l'fi she'ein kavu lehem zman. There's no zman. You don't have to do them right now. The mitzvah is not necessarily to be done right now. You don't have, so you don't wear this talis. Don't wear this beged right now. Don't wear this beged right now. The mezuzah, so who says you have to do it right now? If it's the 30 days up now, maybe it's a different story. I don't know. He says, don't do it right now. Okay, so Amalei Abaye, Adarabba. Abaye says the other way around. Mide'ein kavu lehem zman. If there is no set zman for them, kol shaita v'shaita zimnehi. That doesn't mean, that's not a kula on the mitzvah. It's a chumra on the mitzvah. If there's no set time for the mitzvah, that means every time is the time for the mitzvah. So that means now is it specifically the time to do it. So if you're going to say that, so Rabbi Lezer should say that you can prepare them on Shabbos. Right? Rashi says, V'keivan she'ish lo talis, b'chol yom she'mishah below sitzis over ba'seh, v'afilu b'mnachas b'kufsa. It's interesting. That must mean they hold that the talis sitzis is chovas mana, as opposed to the chovas gavra. Right? Hilka kol yom arami mitzvah se'alei. You have to do it every day. Gemara says El Amar Nachman Amar Yitzchak Vitam Huner Bereid Rav Yeshua Hoel Ubiyado Lhavkiran. Says no. The reason why these machshirim are not allowed on Shabbos because I theoretically could be machkir my rishus. I can be mafkir my talis today, and then I don't have the mitzvah of the talis. I can be mafkir my house, and I don't have the house. I don't have the mitzvah of the mezuzah. So therefore, they're not so strong. Rashi says, "Ho v'yodol lafkirod v'natim reshus say v'lav alay rami chiv say." So it doesn't have a, once he's mafkir, he won't have the chov. So if since he could be mafkir them, therefore it's not such a stringent mitzvah, and therefore the machshirim are not permitted on Shabbos. Okay. Amar. They had the brayso that says lulav v'chol machshir of dochnas shabbos. A lulav and all the preparatory stages could be dochnas shabbos. Rabbi Lezer, minole. How does Rabbi Lezer know that? Minole, Rabbi Lezer, ha. Imei omer shtei lechem. Well, maybe he learns it out from like a binyanah from omer shtei lechem. Can't learn it out from omer shtei lechem. Shekain tzorich gavoa. Those things are kachin. Those are holy things. The lulav is for a personal item. Elo, he learns it out from the pasuk. Amakra. The pasuk says right lachatan lechem by yom harishon. It says by yom specifically means you take it on the first day by yom if you on Shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos. It's pretty clear limud even on Shabbos. So what halacha does it teach us? Ilema l'tiltol. If it's telling me that I'm allowed to carry them on Shabbos, it's to call the mishra tiltol. I need a pasuk to teach me I'm allowed to carry things carry on Shabbos. Wait, it's not muksa. There's no muksa midoraisa. Muksa is a din derabanan. Early din derabanan, but it's a din derabanan. So there's no pasuk in the Torah telling me you're allowed to be There's a heter tiltul on lulav. There's no iser tiltul on lulav but midoraisa. So elo lemachshirav. If it says bayom, it's going to teach me that I'm allowed to even cut it and do all the machshirim on that day, even if it's Shabbos. V'rabbanan. So the rabbanan who say that the machshir lulav are not tocha Shabbos. What do they learn from the word bayom? Ahomi baye bayom lebalayla. You only take it during the day and not at night. So Rabbi Lezer bayom lebalayla minale. Where's he know that you only do it during the day and not during the night? Nachgalei. He says samachav neishem akechem shivas yamim. Yamim v'leilos, the simchah is only during the day and not at night. I don't know if he has a simchah for Shalva, but the simchah is only during the day and not at night. The Rabbanan, okay, according to Rabbanan, if you can learn it out from b'samachtam tnei Hashem shivas yamim, that's where you learn out that lulav is only taking their day and not at night. Then what does the word l'kachacham bayom harishon teach me? What does bayom teach me? So itzrich. You need the pasuk. So that I have mina nelev shivas yomim misuka. You would learn a gzeir shav of shivas yomim misuka. Malah halon yomim filo lelos. There it would be even days and nights. You sit on the sukkah. Afkan yomim filo lelos. Maybe the mitzvah of lulav is also at night. Kamash malahan by yom that lulav is knowing only during the day and not at night. So the Gemara says v'lifta rachmana b'lulav. Right, tell rachmana. Tell the Kohen Blazer. The Torah should teach us that your ladder the machshirim mitzvah doche Shabbos teach it by lulav. V'neisu hanach v'nei fulminei. And everything else, and Omer and Shtei Alechem can be learned from Lulav. Why do I have to learn it in all three places? He says, no, we should Ikla Mifrach, you can mess up that. Mala Lulav Shekein Ton Arba Minim. No, Lulav has a special Chumrah that has Arba Minim, as opposed to the Omer and the Shtei Alechem that don't have Arba Minim. Tosis points out that he says, Afal Gav the Omer Shtei Alechem, Nabi Mevin Nimoim Kvasim V'yayli Nusuk. So there are four items that come with the Omer and Shtei Alechem. He says, "Shani dal mina shabalulav d'ma'akum zedzeh." No, the four mina of the ulav are all part. They're all part of the ikar mitzvah. If you don't have one, you're not makayin the mitzvah. I guess with omer shtei lechem, if you're missing one item, you're not ma'ak. It's not ma'akiv the mitzvah.
But this only applied in the mikdash, correct?
What?
On the first day. Take Shabbos. If the Shabbos only in the mikdash, you used to take.
No, they always used to take it. The gzeira is a post destruction takana that we don't take lulav on Shabbos.
I thought that they're only allowed to carry the lulav in the first day only Shabbos only in the Beit HaMikdash, not outside. They used to bring the lulav there of Shabbos, and remember, and then they had they stoned each other with their shrogim because they had to, you know, they didn't know who.
That was the Nisach HaMayim. They stole.
No. That was what they with the lulav. They had to bring it before Shabbos
right. And
leave it there.
They stuck them in.
Right.
That was on the first day. So that was on
the first day. The first day was Shabbos. So how come it doesn't say anything here?
I don't know. The oraisa, you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to take the lulav on the first day for Shabbos.
Right.
We didn't do oraisa.
Yeah.
Shema Yaviru. The reason why we don't take on Shabbos is Shema Yaviru and Dal Amos was a rabbi. That's the Takana Rabban. Mach, you do oraisa. You're not allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. Right.
Maybe they did.
They did bring it on. They did do it on Shabbos. It was a gezeira later. It was. I don't know if it's, maybe it's during. Maybe the gezeira was made during the times of Beis Hamikdash also. Oh. But Shema Yavi Reno, it's the same takana that you made by the shofar. It's a Torah. We'll look it up.
Yeah.
Okay. The Gemara says, Sukkah v'chol machshireh dochen lesha Shabbos. Also, machshiri sukkah or dochen Shabbos, according to Rabbi Lezer. Right? Minole, whereas you know that, another Rabbi Lezer ha, I me omer shtei lechem shekein tzorokah voa. You can't learn from omer shtei lechem because those are tzorokah voa. I me lulav, you can't learn from lulav shekein toren arbaminim. It needs arbaminim. And the sukkah doesn't have arbaminim. Ela gomar shivas yamim milulav. It's a gzeri shavav, shivas yamim milulav. My lahala machshir dochen Shabbos. Afkan nami machshir dochen Shabbos. It's a gzeri shavav to lulav. We lift on Rachmanu b'Sukkah. So let Torah just tell us by Sukkah that Machshirim Docha Shabbos. V'neisa Hanach v'Nigvur Minei. You learn everything from there. So Mishum the Igla Mirchak Malas Sukkah Shekein Ohegas V'Laylus U'Veyamim. No, Sukkah has a chumrah that it's no hegad night and day, and therefore you can't learn out everything else from it. Mirch. So then Matzah the whole Machshirim Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer Min Olei. Rabbi Lezer Ha. Has Rabbi Lezer know that Machshirim Matzah Docha Shabbos? Imi Omer Shtei Lechem. We can't learn it from Shekein Tzoruk Kavoa. Imi Lulav. We can't learn it Shekein Ton Abraminim. Imi Sukkah Shekein Ohegas V'Laylus U'Veyamim. Well. Matzah is only no egg when? The mitzvah of matzah, I guess apparently only on the first night. Ela gomar, right? Because, I mean, matzah you have day and night, right? The key of mitzvah, matzah, day and night. Right? Shekeinu heges below. Ela gomar, chamisha asa, chamisha sar misa chagas sukkos. He learned the tesvav, gzeir shav, the sukkos. Ma lahalo, machshir doch shabbos. So too by the mitzvah of sukkah, all the mitzvah of sukkah, the machshir and doch shabbos. Afkan, so to my matzah, machshir and doch and esha shabbos. That one I have a difficult time with because. Right, the Iker, right. It must be that the Iker mitzvah matzvah is only the first night, and sukkah is the mitzvah is all seven nights. But therefore, you have the gzeir shavah, tesvav, and therefore you learn that machshir or docha shabbos. So the Gemara said, okay, learn everything from matzah.
How does that even apply? Because this is only the first night. How are you comparing it on Shabbos the first night?
Let's say the first night's on Shabbos.
The motzei
Shabbos.
Let's say the first night.
Yeah.
No, I think. No, so the first night is Shabbos, and you prepare on Shabbos. You bake them on Shabbos.
I'm preparing before Shabbos, though. Say.
What?
The preparation is saying doing before Shabbos.
So you didn't. You prepared it on Shabbos.
And baked it on Shabbos.
You baked it on Shabbos. You baked it Friday night, I guess.
You fried it for Friday night.
All right. But she says it's allowed. That's the whole idea of Machshirin.
I think the case should be that it's
Yom
Motzei Shabbos.
No, the Mila is Motzei Shabbos. You can't do that.
That's not possible.
That you can't do that. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Litzarach one of the matzah b'nesu hanach l'gomer minei." Let everything learn from matzah. No, we should the ikrach mala matzah shekino heges b'nashim b'nashim. Oh no, matzah is a special chumrah because even women have a chi of a matzah. Right. So then Gemara says, "Okay, shofar b'chol machshir and dochas Shabbos divrei b'lezer minoli b'lezer ha." How does he know that? I mishtei omer sheilechem shekein tzoruk avoa. Imi lulav shekein ton arbaminim. Imi sukkah shekein oheges b'leilos. Kibayomim. Ika matzah shekein oheges b'nashim b'chanashim. Ela amakra. The pasuk says by shofar. Yom tru yelechem. Right? So it's no way by yom. Afilu b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Lamai. But what is it teaching us to teach? What is it coming to teach us? What can be done on Shabbos? Imleima letikia. If you're going to say that you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Da Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol Melech Zavoda Lo Sasu, you let the Kiyas the shofar, Yiyas HaPash, Yichachma, Ve'in HaMalacha. It's not a malacha. Blowing the shofar is not a malacha. Midor Raiso, we blow shofar on Shabbos. It's not a malacha. Right? Ela, right? L'machshirin. It must become teaching us that the machshirin shofar are permitted on Shabbos. V'Rabbanan, where they learn from the word of Yom Teruah, Homi Ba'ilei, Ba'yom Bo B'Layla. You can only blow shofar during the day and not at night. Rabbi Lezer by Yom Lo B'Layla Minole. How does he know you can only blow shofar during the day and not at night? Nachbile, he learns it out from Mi B'Yom Kippurim Tarvim Shofar Kol Archechem. That is talking about the blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel that's done on Yom Kippur during the day. He learns it out B'Gomri Radodi. Therefore, you learn the mitzvah shofar of Rosh Hashanah from the secondary mitzvah shofar on Yovel. That just like the Yovel is blown during the day, so to Rosh Hashanah is blown during the day. The Gemara says, okay, the Lifter Rachmanu B'Shofar, the Lesu Hanach B'Gibur Minay. Learn the let Rabbi Lezer learn Machshiri Mitzvah Mutter. From shofar and learn everything else from shofar. And the Gemara says, no. Mitakiya shofar de Rosh Hashanah lekel migmar. Why? Shekein machneses zechrona she Yisrael avin shebeshemayim. Right. That's a special day because that's the day that everything goes up to Shemayim to judge us. All the zechronos go up to Shemayim. So it's a special chumrah that day. So maybe there that day where you have to have the shofar, the machshirin are permitted. But who says that every other day? That's why you have to have all the limudim by every other day. Right. Mitakiya de Yom Kippurim lekel migmar. You can't learn it out from the tekiah of Yom Kippur, right? Learn it out. Oh, there's like I guess machshirim tekiah shofar for tekiah shofar and Yovel is also mutter. The Amar Mar Because what's so special about that day? Taku Beis Din Shofar Niftu Avadim Levitayhem V'Sados Chozros Levaleim. There's a special ramifications to that Tkiyah Shofar. That everything, everyone goes free. All the fields go back to their ancestral owners. So that's why Machshirim are Mutter. But who says it applies to everywhere else? And it's why everywhere else Rabbi Lezer needs another limud. Okay. So Mila V'Chol Machshir Adochas Shabbos to Rabbi Lezer. We know Rabbi Lezer Ha. Where does Rabbi Lezer learn that? Imi Kul Gamar Kidamrina. That Gamar is a shorthand. Can't learn that from all the other places, like we already established. They each have their own chumra, their own special uniqueness, right? Va'od malahanach, and also over there malahanach shekain im avar zmana butla. Over all those other cases, if you didn't do the mitzvah, if you didn't do the mitzvah's gone. By mila, if you don't do the mitzvah today, so you do it tomorrow. So how do you know machshir na mutter, right? So ella hayu times Rabbi Lezer the amakra. The pasuk says bayom hashmini yimol b'sorah orso. On the eighth day, he has to remove the orla. Meaning the Bayom is not come to teach us that Mila is Docha Shabbos, because I guess he's going to hold it to Halacha and Moshe tonight. So Bayom has come to teach me the Machshirim. So the Gemara says, "V'lichta Rachmana b'Mila." Right? Rashi says, "Bayom u'Mila Gufa d'Docha Shabbos. Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. Amrina le'Kama." We're going to see later Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So therefore, Yasli Bayom Machshireha. So the word Bayom was left over for the Machshirim Mila. So v'lichta Rachmana b'Mila v'leisu Hanach le'Gmurminei. So let it write that Machshiri Mila Adolcha Shabbos, and learn all of the Machshiri Mitzvah from Mila, Mishum the Ikla Mifra, because we can upset, and say that, and say, Mala Mila is more chamer, Shechei Nechrasu Alea, Shlosh Esrei Brisos. Because Mila has 13 covenants associated with it. I guess the word Bris is written 13 times. It's interesting, though, because that's the only one where it's more of a Hashkafic reason. All the other ones, it was a halachic reason. The halacha here is different than there. This is the day and this is night. This is with women. This is 13 brisos. It's not a halachic reason. It's just sort of a scopic reason associated with bris mila that now gives it some sort of chumrah. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. Have a good Chodesh.